Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Day After Talk Show on ENC High School Sports Radio Network. This is KC the Sportsman. Also joining me today is Garrett Futch, and we're going to, of course, do just like what we do, talk high school football. Also, in the second half of the show, we have our hot topics coming up. Today's hot topic, of course, is the discussion on the NFL players, and not just the NFL players, but the athletes across the world that are taking a knee during the national anthem in protest. So that's our hot topics of today. But first, Garrett, let's dive into some football last night. You know what I discovered last night, Garrett? There's some powerhouses out there in high school football this year, but there's also some sorry houses out there.
I don't know about sorry houses, but, you know, there's an old saying. It's called, we in the rebuilding year, or wait till next year. For some of these teams I've seen last night's scores, either rebuilding or wait till next year is pretty much a very definite clue. Some of these scores were just... Was just eye opening. I mean, it just opened eyes, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it just some of them were pitiful. Some of the scores were just pitiful. Well, you can't expect anything else different when you got a 0-7 team playing a 7-0 team, and that happened a lot last night.
Oh yes, that's right, And it's just the way the schedules are always made. They're made like that. You have these teams that need these easy games to rest up for the bigger game up down there at the end of the season or right down the line. And that's the way that everything's set up. And, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, we had Wallace and Steubner playing each other in probably one of the biggest games of the season. And then East Steubner and Wallace ended up having Spring Creek and Goldsboro or James Keenan or a team like that, you know, kind of scheduled all in the middle to kind of ease up their teams, rest their teams, rest their players, and you know, I'm a James Keenan person, but I'm also a realist too. So I've always seen the silver lining and right on the wall for them for this season and probably maybe for next season, but these scores. You know, that's like I said, it's just the way the schedule's made. You can't really say anything negative about it, just the way the schedule is made.
Now, I'm sorry to our listening audience, we had a little bit of technical difficulty. Well, actually, it's not a technical difficulty. The technical difficulty is Jerome, because he just showed up at the last second, so he's on the air. I'm trying to get him fired.
Oh, he's you see, Jerome has been sleeping with the fishes today, people. Okay, that's Jerome's job. He's sleeping with the fishes. So we already know what Jerome's issue is. Jerome and the fish fighting down there yet?
Say what now?
Are the fish biting yet?
Hey, I ain't got there yet. I'm on my way, but I haven't got there yet. But I hope they biting because I'm hungry. I want the catfish jumping out in the grease instead of jumping out in the water.
No, that's right.
All right, well, let's segue back to high school football. You don't have to take no poll of you. All you need to do is just take your Panthers, your East Duplin Panthers, and throw them up in the water up in there because they're hungry. Panthers are hungry this year. So they probably just catch all the fish you want them to catch down there.
And we've eaten and biting everything that get in our way. If it's some dolphins, some dark horses, some blue devils, some bulldogs, or some tigers, we biting everything that get in our way.
And I'll tell you, East Duplin is a shark that smells blood this year right now, it looks like.
We're going to get to that score a little bit later on. Let's run down some other scores around, well, if you can call them scores, around Eastern North Carolina last night, high school football game scores. Well, we did have one good game that I'm looking at right now as I scroll down my list. Bedingfield beat North Johnston 35-28, so that was a competitive game, and it was a good game to if you were there in attendance to that game. Of course, Bedingfield is always right there at the end of the year, right there is one of the powerhouses. I told Garrett earlier that we had some powerhouses out there this year, but we also have some sorry houses.
But Casey, I look at it like this: we got some schools that they shouldn't have never stepped up to 2A. They should have stayed 1A. You know, because some of them schools that stepped up from 1A to 2A, that's the I hate to call them sorry houses. You know, but they ain't competitive enough to jump right on the big dogs right now.
Nah, they should have stepped backwards. They should have stepped back into middle school football.
I mean, because, you know, you're taking a team like Spring Creek, been a 1A ever since. They've been built, you know. Then trying to stick them up there with a team like East Duplin, Wallace Rose Hill, you know. Them powerhouses team, because, you know, East Duplin and Wallace Rose Hill have been powerful for the last 10 or 15 years. East Duplin, you know, they made it to the big game like Wallace Rose Hill have. Yeah. Wallace, you know, they was 1AA or 1A and /2A. So they was bulldogs. But Spring Creek, they little should have let them stay at another 1A, you know.
Well, they got to grow up. The little boys, little dogs got to grow up. Maybe they'd be the big dog.
And, and I'm going to chime in on this, too, right quick, guys, about like Spring Creek. You know, I've heard that some stuff, like I do know that Spring Creek doesn't have a JV team. And that will hurt your varsity program when you don't have a JV team. You thought you're going to throw your boys up there at varsity level and you don't got the JV team to start building your program. That's going to hurt. And you put your guys in the 2A, in a 2A division with no JV team, I mean, that will hurt. You know,
well, I'm
Midway,
tell you this, Gary.
I heard Midway also don't have JV, but they are. Yeah.
That ain't no excuse, because I know team got a junior varsity team and 2A team and still can't do nothing. See, don't say it because they ain't got a junior varsity team, because if you got a varsity team and they know the game, they know football, they can play. But don't say
they ain't got
a junior varsity, because some of them got junior varsity team and still can't play. Still, you know, like KCC, it need to play junior high teams. But you know.
All right, let's go into the next game. It's CVA Cop. This is one of the games we were talking about, where the big dogs playing with the little dogs. I guess CVA Cop traveled down to DH Conley and got massacred 70-6. Now, I played football before, but I'll tell you true, I'm not being big-headed, but we won a state championship when I played. So I never experienced some of these games like this. How do you get motivated to come back the next game after you got beat down 70-6 and somebody scored 89-0?
You just got to look at it like this, Casey. You just got to say, hey, Dad, we didn't do well. They're like having a relationship with a woman. If y'all break up, don't walk around with your head down. Hey, throw that head up and keep on moving. I mean, sure, ain't nobody perfect. Hey, just throw your head up and go. Well, we lost, man. Hey, ain't no big deal. We lost. We came with my, let's go try to do better the next day. And they say, well, I'll search and see what I can find. And a woman, and they tell, I just want to jump on the first one I see it. And tell our lover, let's go out. But see, that's how football is. You just, if you get beat down, just, hey, take the beating and say, well, we'll learn from our mistake. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. Let's go. Let's go. Don't walk around.
That's why you should be coaching. That's why you came with an answer. I don't know if I agree totally with the answer.
Hey.
But hey, you know, boys, you can motivate them back.
Right. Well, what in the world are you going to, man, I ain't going to play no more. We got beat that bad. I ain't going to play no more. Hey, why you ain't going to play no more? How you don't know the next game, you might get out there and beat the top dog that bad. Just don't give up when something happens to you. Man, all these schools are getting beat real bad. Players, don't throw your head down. Keep your head up.
Go another one. Camden County. Visited Holmes and got beat down 76-7. 76-7, Garrett. What's up with that, Garrett?
Who did they play?
Camden County played at Holmes.
Eden Holmes. Well,
yeah.
Well, Eden Holmes is one of those schools that's up there in the top program. That really shouldn't have been thrown in a conference with the Camden Counties and the Madamuscetes and the Columbias. You know, the way that was set up before was Camden had, you know, these teams closer to the coast like Manio, Madamuscetes, and Camden was running the show on all of them until they got to the playoffs, and then it showed. Well, this year, well, you know, with Holmes in that league, you know, Holmes, you know, pretty much showed now. Look, we were a 2A team, so we got down to 1A, and we can take out most of these 1A teams until we get to playing, you know, like the Tarbars or you know, like most like Tarbar East Carteret. So really, that's just my take on it. If you put these teams in these conferences that you expect to see scores like this.
The way I look at it, they build up their confidence, build up their confidence. Then by that time they get to these teams, they should have enough confidence that they can go.
No, they can't
go out there and beat some of these powerhouses.
No.
as soon as they hit that tunnel and get out through the cheerleaders and start the game, there's their confidence. And then after that first, they get down the first two touchdowns, that confidence goes down the toilet.
Reality sets in,
you know,
back and slapped you right in the face.
I can't talk about my Blue Devils, because, look, my Blue Devils got in the conference with Wes Craven over there. Wes Craven, you know, beat them down last night. And, you know, I was saying to myself, what was South Lenoir doing being in the conference with Wes Craven and Washington?
I look at it like this.
Put them over there with that tough conference, 2A conference, 3A, whatever they are over there. Put them over there and let them, like Casey just said, build up your confidence. You know, because I've seen a Shulman football team this year go through some teams that I had doubts about. They came out, you know, victorious. So if they lose right now, they shouldn't walk around with their head down. So they're more this year, you know.
I think that South Lenoir should be in the conference with James Keenan and Wallace and E. Stupin, if you ask me.
Yeah,
you know, travel wise, it's better travel wise, and that's what a lot of these when they do these conference,
go ahead and shut down the football program and turn into a
that's why I'm finna rotate KC out of here. You're talking about my Blue Devils, I even though they ain't got a winning season of football, I'm still backing them. I'm still pushing. How can you be motivated when your team ain't winning? I'm going to keep them motivated because I'm going to stay motivated. If they ain't winning,
yeah,
I'm
that's an idea.
On their bandwagon.
So, matter of fact, I got it. 6 weeks. Just go on the sidelines, the pom poms, and let the cheerleaders play.
Look at this. I don't care what it is. You upset my morale. I'm still going to ride with you, South Lenoir. I'm going to be the one up there with bells on beat the bass. I'm going to stick with you. Stick in teams. You know, you come first, Blue Devil. Then I got to go with those Panthers. They tough now. Check everything they doing this year. So they told me at the beginning of the season, this was their year. And so far, 8-0 overall and 3-0 in the conference, play football.
That's what it is right there. I done forgot now. The real problem is they need to change that, get that Devils out of their name and just call them the South Lenoir Blues. I bet you they'll start winning some games. They'll start winning some games. And play the Devils. You can't win with the Devils. You can't. How you going to win with the Devils while you come to
Devils? Well, you got
the Devil don't win.
And I know somebody hollering right there in the background. Duke winning. I know somebody hollering. Duke, little devil.
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays took the devil out of their name in baseball. They took the devil out of their name and they started winning.
Okay, what you say? Chavanaugh should be the Blue Gods or nine instead of the Blue Devils.
Blues or something. Say the devil about the Blue Dolphins or something. Someone. They ain't got nothing to lose. They can't win a game. They got to try something.
We gonna get better. It was just like H. Stewart playing Wallace every year. H. Stewart getting to Wallace and start going downhill. Now, when we start winning, I want y'all to keep on saying what you're saying now, because it's coming. I ain't give up on you, Blue Devils. It's coming.
Anyway, let's move along to one of the few competitive games we had last night. Cardinals Givens came back in the last minute of the game and beat Sanderson 29-28. So that was a really competitive matchup. Cardinals Givens pulling it out in the last seconds of the game. And if not the last minute, the last seconds of the game.
What you think, Gary?
Well, I tell you, I think that, you know, Cardinal Givens, you know, being a pilot school, they are a team that either they're like I say, the private school, and they can be able to port players from anywhere in that area they want, and you know, they're out there in Raleigh, and that's a big area you can pull players from. Yeah, you know, you pull them from the Inlows and the Sandersons and you even got a lot of those other Raleigh schools you can pull them from too. And we're talking about 4A schools they can pull them from. So I'm not surprised, you know, Cardinal Gibbons won by that score. I think with the talent that Colton Givens got, it's kind of going to be expected.
Colton Givens to it. Yeah, but you got to look at these private schools, man. See, they go over there and get those guys that play with the public schools to come over there and play with them, you know. But I just, in order to play football in it, you know, sports and in high school, I really tell kids, get that education then, get out there and play football or something like that, because that education will go with you a long way. You get out there and get hurt or get broke and can't do nothing, you know, get broke up and don't nobody want you playing with a team because you can't run that ball, you see? But if you get that education, can't nobody take that away from you. So if they going to play football and give them a good education, I ain't mad with them now. What you think about it?
Now, before you answer, I do want to touch on something you said. I thought was a foul move a couple of years ago right here in Lenoir County. Kingston, Wells Gulledge. That leads you out.
Yeah.
Led everybody to believe that he was going to leave and retire from Kingston. We all know what kind of program he had there in Kingston, Kingston basketball, that is. He was going to leave. He had enough of it, and he's going to retire. And then he turned around, went over to, what, the Parrot Academy?
Yeah.
And started recruiting.
He went to Greenwood, say, year or 2 years. Then he came back, but... You got to realize.
That's a foul move right there.
But kids got to realize that's what he did there. Getting into Parrot Academy and all these, some of these private Parrot Academy, Bethel, you know. You got to be, it's just like trying to get into Carolina. Just because you play ball, that don't mean you got to have it upstairs.
You got to have it in your pocket, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to be smart. You just can't say, well, I can play basketball, I can get in there. No. No, you got to be educated to get in there. You know, that's what I'm looking at. Just because a kid can play football or basketball, you want him to get the school on the road, the school up high, and he ain't got it upstairs, that ain't helping him out.
Yeah, Jerome. Now he's telling the way it should be. But even the people in these sports fans see the sort of blind side and see what really happens. And so what really happens is if you can play ball, they're going to make sure you make it.
Yeah, you can make that team better, make that school better. I suppose he's getting hurt. And then where's his education, man? I don't want some of them to do like some of these Vietnam vets coming back from the war, all them years ago, and they ain't got nowhere to go, nowhere to stay, you know, stand up on a bridge. And then you want to say, this is America. Help people out, you know. Let them know sports ain't the only thing. Help them get that education while they doing it. That's what I'm trying to say. You see?
Okay, while Cardinal Gibbons and Sanderson was Jerome telling it the way it should be, we know it don't always happen that way in America. But anyway, Cardinal Gibbons was a close game. But moving right on to the blowouts again, Carrboro went down to Reedsville. I noticed another pattern about this. Most of the home teams were the best teams this week, and they didn't show no hospitality to these teams that came to visit them. Carrboro came down to Reedsville, and Reedsville spanked them 67-8. 67-8. That means you just travel all the way down to Reedsville, got your butt kicked and handed to you, and had to get back on that ride back home. Dejected it.
True. Because I was asked last night why the East Dublin and Goldsboro game was going on. You think they'll run the clock up? Play ball, you know. Don't try to say, well, we're going to get ahead and we're going to play our subs. You don't do that.
No.
You go ahead and kill an ant with a sledgehammer. You know, then you put your reserves out there. You know, because just because you up 14 to nothing, and then you're going to put your reserves out there. The reserves can play, but they might not be hitting like that other team hitting. But keep your starters out there until you get a good foundation, then take them out.
The other team could put nobody on the field, and South Lanier probably still.
Watch it now.
They didn't tell the other team. Just let them run. They still probably would be able to score.
Garrett, I just told you, kill air with a sledgehammer, don't you? I'm in the studio, and I got my sledgehammer. Now, thank KC the ant. Talk about my blue devil.
Ethan Alamance went down to North and Guilford. They played a competitive game, but he still lost. North and Guilford didn't show them no hospitality either. They beat them by 1 point, though. The high scoring game. Ethan Alamance lost 48-49. High scoring close game. That was probably, if you like offense, that probably was a thrilling game. What do you think about that game, Garrett?
Well, I think, you know, these close games are what some teams need, you know, to keep your confidence level going. And I feel like that these, you know, teams like the East Adamances and Northern Guilford, you know, Northern Guilford is also one of those powerhouses that you can kind of mention, because I think I've heard their name and so I've heard East Adamances' name in some of the polls and even in some of the contendings for the state playoffs and state championships. So when you have a game like that, that's good for you.
49-48, that's a close game. I got a question for you. Which would you rather? Would you rather lose tight, close game like that, 49-48, I imagine. It was a close game all throughout, I guess, or might have been a comeback, I'm not sure. But still, would you rather lose a tight, close game like that by a field goal or miss extra point, or would you rather just get blown out 70 to nothing or something? If you had to lose,
if I had to lose, I would lose, you know, by one. Even though it's heart wrenching, heartbreaking, and it can leave that taste in your mouth for a long time. I'd rather lose by that point, because it gives you something to build on. It says as a coach, it says, all right, I could have done this differently, and I could work on this. Or we could have done this differently, and we could work on that, or something like that. I mean, you get beat 70-0. What does that mean for working on something? That means you have to work on everything. You have to work on offense, defense, special teams. Yeah, I mean that gives you everything. You have to go back to football 101. You know, tackling. You know, everything, you know, getting beat 70, 80 to nothing, you have to go back to working on everything, but at least losing by 1 point or 2 points, you know, it gives you something as a coach to work on that makes you think, okay, we can do this differently, do that differently. You know, we might be able to get over that hump. But, you know, I think losing by a couple of points is a lot better than losing by 70 or 80 points.
All right, what you say, Jerome?
Well,
you have a lot of experience in this since you're a South and North fan.
I thought, hey, Gary, you heard something in a minute, say boom, and then me that sledgehammer killing that ant. But I thought I'd never say this, but I halfway agree with you, Gary. I have, because I look at it like this, man. like I said, going back to the game last night, he's shooting a pound the ball on Goldsboro all the way down to about the 7-yard line. And then they threw two interceptions, you know, right there. After you're going to pound me down to the 7-yard line, why don't you pound me right on in for a score? But no, you want to try to pass and got intercepted twice. And that ain't good, you know. You got to work on that. But like I said, if the game had a, we had a, East Duke had to be behind and then trying to pass on something like that. I would have said, man, your passing game, man, like your running game. Do your running game. And, you know, because after they did what they had to do and the defense got on the field, let me tell you, if a defense can stop a team that's running, boy, you got a defense now. God. That's one thing I got to say now. Because I'm like you. I'd rather lose by that 1 point to get blowed out, because if you get blowed out, that means ain't none of your players playing. The one on the field, the one on the sideline, the coaches ain't playing. Ain't nobody playing to see you get why are we getting blowed out? Why can't we stop that man right there? Why can't we stop that running back? Why can't we break a, you know, what's wrong with my defense? The defensive coach ain't telling them, you know, ain't giving them no carriage or, you know, you got to encourage a player to do things. You know, it's just like me and you and Troy and KC. You know, KC is the broadcast. He, you know, he encourages us to do things. That's what they got to do to them teams. It's getting blowed out. Because when a team gets blowed out, it's the defense. Now, that's who's out there playing against the offense, ain't it? All right? It's the defense. And if the defense can't stop nobody, defense can't stop nobody, then the coach can't stop nobody. Who are you going to turn to then?
So that's like your favorite.
Hey, be quiet now.
That's your favorite slogan.
But you see what I'm saying? If a team is getting blown out, you know.
Matter of fact, I need you to say it for this one too now.
Oh, that?
Mr. Wayne went down to South Central. They got beat 84-56. Now, I got to give it to Eastern Wayne. Now, you scored 56 points, you should win the ball game. You should win the ball game. You should be able to win a ball game scoring 56 points. But now, go ahead and say, the defense just ain't showing up.
When you get beat, the only reason you get beat in football is your defense ain't playing defense.
That's the perfect example. You put a offense put up 56 points, and but that, you lose 84-56.
And that means the offense defense was putting it on. It's playing your offense.
That's exactly what it means.
Yeah, that's right. Because in order to win a game, your offense got to be ticking. I mean, they got to be clicking on all cylinders. And if they find that weak spot and that defensive team, guess what? He's in trouble. Because I saw these two open up a hole last night that KC could have went through it. And everybody that was standing beside me said, "Dang, did you see that hole?" And homeboy just get to the loo, my darling, and went right through there.
That score like this, I got to say, that's the type of score. This is the type of score that can break up a team. But, you know, you always hear sometimes every once in a while the offense getting on the defense. They ain't do their job. They ain't do their job. Now, the offense score, I'll say it again, 56 points, you ain't got no business losing that game.
Yes, you have. Tell him, Gary Cole.
So,
the offense is clicking.
It sounds like, you know, I hate to say it, and I know this is Saturday, and everybody knows I'm diehard East Carolina all the way, but it sounds like East Carolina's football team is going like 30, 40 points, and defense is giving up 50 or 60 points. You know, you can't keep doing that. If you score 30 or 40 points, that should give your team a big chance to win. You know, mm-hmm. but your defense wants to keep giving up 50 or 60 points. You ain't gonna win like that at all.
I don't think neither one of them. What can a coach say to either one of these teams? There's a lot to learn. Even though South Central won, that's a lot to coaches have to address that because they still gave up 56 points.
Defense.
Many people did.
You got to look at it. But yeah, you got to look at it like this. You got to see how long that defense stayed on that field because. I have watched some coaches, and they won't replace a defensive player. Oh, he ain't tired. He'll get – when that defense stay on that field a certain amount of time, and
I do agree with you on that one, Jerome. I really do. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Mm-hmm.